The goal of this program is to simplify marketing for small businesses. Small businesses don't have the time, money, or patience to mess around. My name is Cale Gwynn, and I'm here to put things in perspective, to provide you with free marketing advice in small doses that are easy to absorb and apply. I'll tell fun stories, interview some amazing experts, provide easy-to-execute how-tos, and answer your questions. All here on Totally Hyped. In FeedSpot's top 25 must-follow small business marketing podcasts on the web. So I've crafted a list of 19 reasons why you need a marketing consultant, and I actually like to shuck the word consultant and switch it out for advocate. It's a little bit more appropriate in my opinion, but 19 reasons why you need a marketing consultant or advocate. And the reason I did this is because of this ebb and flow that small businesses like mine and like yours go through where there's kind of this feast or famine ebb and flow where you're either working hard to get business and then not doing the work that pays the bills, or you're doing a lot of the work that pays the bills. And during those periods of time, you're not then getting new business. So one of my issues is when I go out to a random company, let's say, they aren't going to understand what a marketing consultant is. People who know me know what a marketing consultant is, and that's typically how I get my work, is through referrals, through past relationships and what have you. But for the most part, if I wanted to approach, just ABC company, they're going to be like, we don't need a marketing consultant. We've hired a marketing firm. They're full of consultants. And so I have to kind of go through and explain what it is that I do. So not long ago, I started working on a list of reasons why you need a marketing consultant. And I've ended at 19. I'm sure there's hundreds, but these are kind of things that came up somewhat quickly. And I'm going to start you out with reason number one. And by the way, these as you go through these individual podcast episodes, these aren't in any order, really. They were just kind of how I came up with them. So don't think that number one is more important or a bigger reason than number 19. Reason number one is because that there was a study done by CoSchedule that surveyed over 3,000 marketers, and 87% of them said that their results, they did not believe that their results were very successful. 3,000 marketers, over 3,000 marketers, in fact, said that 87% of them said that they did not think their results were very successful. And that's what you're out buying. When you're a small business and you're buying marketing services, you're buying an 87% failure rate. That's why, at the end of the day, you need a marketing consultant. A marketing advocate like me is going to come in, and I am going to guarantee you that you achieve a result that we agree on. Guarantee it. They're saying, most marketing firms and most marketers are saying, 87% of the time, it's not good. I'm saying 100% of the time, we're going to hit that mark that we set. And when I say that we set, it's just something that we agree on. You set it. You say, this is what I'm trying to achieve. We're going to help you quantify it and make it measurable. And then we're going to set out and we're going to make sure you achieve it. Period. I don't care who you're working with. I don't care if you have an internal marketing team and they're green and they're young. They're all into social media and that's the only thing they know. And I don't care if you're working with one of the largest marketing firms in your area. We're going to guarantee that you get that result. The magic comes in defining the result. Believe it or not, of the 19 reasons that we're going to talk about, this being number one, to flip the equation from 87% failure rate to a 100% guaranteed successful result, that's reason number one. That's why you need a marketing consultant, is to flip that 87% failure rate into a 100% guaranteed successful result. In doing that, a lot of these 19 reasons you're going to hear are kind of built into that equation, because a lot of what we're going to talk about in the other 18 reasons are kind of coiled up in the failure rate. And I can help you with all of them. The failure rate comes because it's difficult for companies to articulate what it is they want. So one of my specialties is making sure that we get to the root of what you want, the objective, just defining it clearly, concisely. The other part of that equation is the marketing firm and helping them understand that result, because they want to sell you services. And we'll talk about a conflict of interest that it's, there's nothing you can do about it, but there is a conflict of interest that is going to exist between a company selling you marketing services and your business. Just make no mistake about it, there is. They need to sell you services. You need a result. So immediately, they're going to sell you as many services saying that that's how we're going to achieve that result. You, on the other hand, want that result, but you want to be efficient about it. You don't want to spend a whole bunch of money you don't need to spend in order to get that result. You don't want to shotgun blast everything just to, you know, get a pinpoint result. So I come in and I really, what I do is manage these relationships, manage expectations, manage all kinds of human things, and connecting the dots between real marketing technology and real marketing understanding that will help you achieve that result. And then that result is guaranteed. I know that sounds simple and it sounds like something you can do, but I can assure you right now that if over 3,000 marketers are saying that 87% of the time they don't think their results are very successful, you're pretty sure, or just by hearing this, you're becoming pretty sure that your marketing success rate isn't any better than that. That's a horrible, horrible track record, and it's a horrible waste. And even if you think you're doing great, because you have all this traffic to your website, and you see all these stats, and you look at the reports, and you're doing just such a bang-up job, you better think again. Because it sounds like about 87% of the time, even your marketers don't believe that. And I'm not here to just bash on marketers. I'm not. The problem rests on your shoulders too. As a small business owner or operator or executive, you are in charge of making sure that the ship is going in the right direction. And oftentimes, it's because you can't articulate what it is you want. Again, we're going to go through 18 reasons here, but that's a big part of the problem is that you come out and you say, I want a new website. And I can guarantee you that if you say you want a new website, you're going to be in the 87% of failure rates. Guarantee it. Because the truth lies in why you think you want a website. And my company started out as a web developer and application developer years and years and years ago, back in 2002. And, you know, for a long time, we were order takers. And then it just became clear that, man, we are doing a lot of this stuff for these people. And it's just, this isn't what we should be doing. We should be doing other stuff. There's better ways to get a good result. We would get yelled at. Well, you built this website, but our sales didn't go up. Well, you didn't ask me to make your sales go up. You asked me for a new website. Well, but a website should make our sales go up. But no. That is 100% not accurate. It can be one of the elements that helps increase sales. There's a lot of that would go into supporting that website that would also help you increase sales. But just having a website out there with your phone number and some pretty pictures on it is not going to increase sales in and of itself. Oh, I wanted to do social media, and this company gave me this great social media, but my phone didn't ring anymore. It didn't, you know, I thought my phone would just ring off the hook and it didn't ring one more time than it did before. Well, you didn't ask me to make your phone ring. You asked me to put out some social media messaging. And I did a great job at that. We agreed that the job I did was fantastic. But my phone didn't ring anymore. I know, but that's not what you asked me for. if you wanted your phone to ring more, I might not have even started doing social media. I might have done something completely different. I might have just had to put a guy in a gorilla suit outside your location, and that would have caused your phone to ring more. So there is this inherent problem with organizations trying to articulate what it is that they're trying to achieve. And then there's also compounded with that a difficulty for marketing. First of all, if you tell them the wrong thing, it's not really their fault, but you can tell them the exact right thing and they may have a hard time understanding exactly how to achieve that. And that's why you need a marketing advocate to help bridge those gaps. Somebody with some intense experience that can smooth over the rough spots, I guess would be the best way to say it, to get everybody aimed at the right thing. And so, you know, reason number one is that over 3,000 marketers say that 87% of the time, their results are not very successful. And when you hire someone like me, a true advocate for your business, that should be flipped into a 100% guaranteed successful result rather than that 87% failure rate. So that's reason number one, is to flip the 87% failure rate in your favor to a 100% guaranteed successful result. That should be reason enough, but I'm pretty sure it's not. I think that to many of you, that sounds like a bunch of bullshit, and it probably sounds like just some marketing mumbo jumbo, I suppose. So if you want, listen to the other reasons, and I have a sneaking suspicion that you're going to recognize a lot of what goes on and see that, you know, it probably just would be great to have a fresh set of eyes on this thing. Somebody with a bunch of experience that is really just only in the corner of my business and making sure that my business succeeds and doesn't care about what the marketing company wants to do, doesn't care about how many services the marketing company wants you to buy, and doesn't care really about your favorite radio station or television station or your favorite social media channel. All I care about is hitting that mark, achieving that objective. If you want to achieve an objective through marketing, I just don't see how it can happen at a super high success rate unless you have that disconnected, unbiased third party. I'm telling you right now that if over 3,000 marketers think that 87% of the time they're not very successful, I guarantee that you either believe that you're doing worse or you're like, maybe things aren't going quite like I thought. Thanks for listening to Totally Hyped. We're listed in FeedSpot's top 25 must-follow small business marketing podcasts on the web. Looking for more episodes or to follow us on social? Or are you looking to get your marketing shit together? Go to totallyhype.com/connect. Until we meet again, my name is Kale Gwynn.